can experience this podcast of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed anywhere. But you can only experience truly stunning living in the groundbreaking 22-storey Charlie Parker Tower. It's in the Parramatta CBD and it's just 300 metres from the train and 500 metres from Westfield. Google Charlie Parker now.
Hello, podcast. Em's wandered off to do hard chat. Grant, you've done hard chat.
Oh, she was really nervous about doing it. So I don't think she could be nervous for anything when you see how bold and vivacious she is out on stage. But, yeah. Man, it's intense. He hits you hard.
Yeah. So, it's on, I can never remember what show it's part of. The Weekly with Charlie Pickering.
Yeah,
it's
that's
Tom
correct.
Mason's popular segment on that.
I just looked at mine. Mine had 90,000 views. So it's like, it's extremely popular.
You're viral,
popular.
Mate. Yeah, no, that's you. Do you understand? It's not the hard chat bit. That's the you bit that they like. So we were going to play a bit of that because I haven't seen it. I'm sorry. You're always dropping showbiz bombshells, like that Andrew Bogut helped you dunk once. That
would be fun. For a dude who's 5'5", it's your life dream and ambition to touch the ring. Since I own secondhand Jordans.
Good night.
And Andrew, let me touch the ring.
Yeah, man.
He had his ring on him too. The NBA championship ring.
Oh, mate, double
and
ring.
I got to wear it.
Double ring.
So much ring work in
as a bracelet.
One live cross.
Beautiful work. All right. More ring tomorrow. Goodbye.
Love you.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Right now, showtime. Are you ready? Are you ready for start time?
Let's find out. Ready, set, go.
Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed.
2 minutes. Oh, no. 3 minutes. My goodness. Starting that inaccurately. 3 minutes past six for a Monday. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Well, we had an undeserved week off, which I understand means nothing to anybody that has an actual job, but here we are.
Oh, we have an actual job. How dare you?
But you know what I mean.
Nah.
If you had no week off last week, you're looking at us today going, well, I didn't have a week off.
Our kids are slackers, mate. They've had a lot of time off. They've had 2 weeks off.
Two whole weeks.
Hey, why don't we operate to school terms? That would be the greatest thing ever.
You mean as adults?
As adults.
Yeah.
Do you know much better life would be if we had that kind of break?
Do you think that I was thinking yesterday that they should bring in that idea of the staggered school day. So there's a morning shift and an afternoon shift.
Yeah, a school near me has that. That's don't start good. Anyone over the age of 15 till 10.
Because I read another study saying that that teenagers, if they have, I think it was maths early or something like that. Anyway, some difficult class early in the day, they're worse at it.
Yeah.
Because their heads aren't right.
Yeah. If your brain's not computing, it can't process.
I forged my mother's signature to get out of year 12 maths.
The whole thing?
Yeah, and she didn't find out till I got my score.
Your whole thing?
She's like, where's your maths score? And I'm like, well, about that. Yeah, I've flat out forged. Mum told me to do a signature when I was 10. It's her fault, really.
Oh, I didn't even realise you could do that.
100%.
You could, opt out of subjects?
Yeah,
like
of course.
Maths?
Hey, while we're away, there was a news story that, you know, I know we've got to let things go, but there was one news story that I can't let go. I don't know if you saw the story of 17-year-old Max, the dog, whose 3-year-old owner went missing in the New South Wales Highlands.
He's blind and deaf,
and he stayed with her for 24 hours, and the police were able to find her, and he looked after her.
That's good stuff.
I mean, that's 17, that's and he was like, he's like a Kelpie. So he's a big doggy.
Yeah, there's Red Dog 3 for you.
Yeah, and he's blind and he just wants to be home.
So he's blind and deaf, the dog, and he stayed with the kid. But to be fair.
You think he was a hindrance?
He needed the kid to
look after him.
Yeah.
What do you say? She's 3.
Oh, yeah, she can't help.
Yeah, nah, she can't help.
No, that's a lovely story.
It's a nice story. And so I thought, you know what, Max, I'm going to give you a little bit of credit on it. I'm sorry about my voice. Everyone, too.
Well, you've been still working. Well, Grant, you two still actually worked last week. I was the only one.
Yeah, you were in Bali.
I was the only one that did absolutely nothing. Well, a little bit of that in a moment. We have cured ourselves. A Bali snob in our office has been cured, finally, which is good.
I'm a Bali fear. I fear going to jail.
Fair.
That's why I don't go.
No, that's fair.
Yeah,
no, that's fair.
I don't understand it.
Have you seen that place?
Okay.
Grab a can. Thank you, please.
That just pick you out of the line and go, yep, you're going to jail for no reason at all.
Pretty much. I fear I'll be targeted by people who like to put people in jail.
Ah, yes, those people.
Yes.
Now, the toilets at Maryland's RSL
in jail.
Have had a win. Congratulations, Maryland's toilets. We did predict, and you predicted it some months ago,
so
that's
exciting.
Come to fruition.
Mm.
Baby travel disasters. Oh, my goodness. My first time traveling with a seven-month-old baby.
Well, the story's called Disaster Story, so I don't think it's a happy ending.
Not so well.
And MKR, Royal Watch, and The Voice, plenty on today.
Oh, mate, it's going to be massive.
Not as massive as our holidays. Although you two are claiming not to have had a holiday.
No. I did two shows in Sydney. Then I recorded Husey, Have You Been Paying Attention?
Yes.
Then then I did a day's rehearsal on a show. I had Wednesday off, and then I flew to Brisbane and did two shows.
That's big.
Okay, Wednesday off.
Yeah, I had one day off, guys. It was really hectic.
Tenure?
10 shows of feud.
Oh, whoa.
So just me then.
And what did you do, mate?
I went to Bali with my wife and my 7-month-old baby, and I had a lovely time. But I do.
How'd we go?
Well, we'll talk about the travel part in a little while.
I saw the top soft shot of you's gone viral.
Bloody Tiff.
Might need to work on your pecs, Joel.
Look, I need to work.
I need a chest day.
When can we talk about your mother-in-law, just quietly?
Oh, Jesus.
Holy
Christ. Let's talk about
DNA there.
Your mother-in-law, and you can't do it because you'll sound creepy.
No, no,
I will.
I'm all right, Grant. You can get involved too.
But, I'm glad you're all right. I don't know how else is going to feel.
No, she'll love it. She'll love it. My mother-in-law is 62 years old, and
she's 20.
She's safe to say she's in
ripping rig.
Topney.
The rigatoni is cooked.
Tiff's sister, legit.
Yeah, she was, and Tiff took a photo of her because I accidentally bought the same bathers.
So. I hate it when you buy the same bikini as your 62-year-old mother.
Yeah.
Imagine. When I saw the picture of him, I'm like, oh, that's nice. I thought Tiff's mum was going. And then it was Tiff's mum.
Were you brave enough to play Who Wore It Better?
No, I took a photo of him. I said, oh, guys, stand there, that's cute. And then Tiff put it on Instagram, and then she got my mother-in-law, she got it. She's like, what is this? What are we doing? And then we took a photo. We said, Jeanette, people are going to like it. And that's on our Today FM
Has Jeanette got an Instagram?
She doesn't, but she looks at other people's phones. So she'll say, can I have a look at your phone for a second? And she'll take your phone and she'll have a look.
I just put the voice that you always put on with the body, and it doesn't match.
You reckon?
No, that's not how I imagine Jeanette talks. I imagine Jeanette talks like this. So I may rest it on my rock hard abs.
No, she's very sort of a dainty sort of thing. Well, and
bitch has kept it tight.
Yeah, she. But then when my father-in-law saw it. Yeah, he doesn't know. He's funny, my father-in-law, but he doesn't understand how phrases work. So he said, my wife said, oh, that picture of mum, people have liked it on the internet. And he goes, yeah, I saw it. I saw it, made my blood boil. And we said, what? What made you angry? He goes, no, blood boil, like in the, you know.
Oh, got him excited.
Like in the groin.
Yeah, oh, he got an erection.
That was my holiday.
The photo is up on Instagram today from Breakfast if you want to have a perv on Ed's mother-in-law.
I strongly recommend it. A friend of mine texted me and said, she is the gold standard. I said, all right.
Oh, she's given me hope because I always assumed I only had one more peak. And I was going to hit when I was 40. Yeah. But I've just realised I've got to have a second peak.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for my first.
They are body goals for anybody who's in that age bracket. That is impressive.
Anybody who's in my age bracket, mate.
Yeah.
Jesus.
It's made me disappointed in myself.
Em, you were working over what we call a break. And sadly...
Cocktastrophe, guys. Oh, no. Wang emergency.
Oh, no.
You're kidding me.
Catastrophe?
Yeah, penatastrophe. My tour manager came in just before we were going to go on stage. I did two shows in Brisbane, one to go in Perth, thank God. Hey. And she said, Em, we've had a bit of a disaster with the penis. Because in my show, there is a 3-meter self-inflating penis, if you haven't seen it. And look, to be fair, I've been riding him very hard. Mm. I've been launching him from a distance. I've really been testing the structural integrity of the seams on the penis.
That's the idea.
And she came in, she said, we always do a practice inflate, practice erection.
Yep.
And we did a practice erection and flaccid as you like.
Oh, no.
Oh. It could not get hard.
What's the issue?
Well, I'd ripped a giant hole down the bottom of the shaft in the last show. So my poor tour manager, who has a degree in event management, found herself crawling inside a huge penis while it was inflated. And we took video, which is, it's gone everywhere because it is very funny. It looks like the testicles are birthing my tiny, tiny tour manager, Gemma. But it was a tense moment at the end of the show because... We didn't know if he was going to go up.
No.
Mm. So I can happily report that the Wang inflated to its full capacity.
Right. Just and a couple of staples in there. Did you get in there or a bit of
no,
a sewing needle?
No, she used plaster, like actual sticking, like what an athlete would strap their ankle up with.
Oh,
we strapped
sort of
the member. Yeah, we gave it support, as you would give any support. So look, it's okay. He's all right. He's limping to the finish line. We're calling him Limp Dicks may make it. We'll see how it goes.
That is also on our Insta. It's the footage is so bizarre.
Isn't it?
It's almost like modern art.
Well, it
is. You could enter it in something and people are like, she's critiquing the smashing of the patriarchy by a woman emerging
like
from
that.
The back of a scrotum.
You should install it in Mona in Tasmania.
Or you're
straight
in Helsinki,
after the
tour. Some kind of experimental, made it up on the spot.
She looks like a human stent sort of going into.
She was, effectively. And I'll tell you, she's that committed. She would have lay there during the show if she had to hold it with her own hands.
So what do you do for a living? Well,
I hold giant guns.
It's complicated. That's on our Insta as well. And Maryland's, Em, you predicted it some months ago.
Oh, the Dunnies, best Dunnies in Australia. But you've been watching The Voice.
I love spinny chairs.
Or as I like to call it, Delta Goodrum finds a husband.
Well, isn't that true? Every year they do the same storyline where some sort of...
hot tradie with big bulging muscles stands on stage and Delta's all like, yes, queen, and I'm here for it. Don't want anyone to think that I'm disparaging against this.
No, it's fun.
Everyone wants to see her hooked up and married off. Fantastic. She looks amazing at the moment. She's hitting her peak.
Yeah, she'd look good, doesn't she?
And Women's Day even suggested that she proposition one of them off camera.
Off camera? That brings me to my grab that I wanted to play.
Oh, yeah.
Because the guy that you're talking about yesterday was Wollongong bricklayer Tim Karkowski, who I bored Tiff to tears with by saying, I bet you he's Polish. He has a Polish last name and the Polish eagle on the back of his calf.
You're very good at that. That's a good observation. That's not what the first thing I would have said about him upon
To which Tiff replied, I can't see his legs. I'm staring at his arms.
Biceps.
Yes.
Yeah. And he had one of those low slung t-shirts.
I hate that shirt.
You
that
could
look.
Get, my husband
look.
Does too.
I hate
but
that
you
look.
Of all people could wear that t-shirt.
And I never will.
Okay. Now Delta has history with a Jonas.
May
Let's
I
not forget
play
that.
You something?
That's weird.
She dated a Jonas.
Let me play you the grab because this is what set me off.
Okay.
They were doing that thing where they have the bit, the sort of interstitials where they have to, the judges sort of have to talk about each other and why each other are so great.
Yeah.
And they always struggle with Boy George because you can't just say, well, I think he had one single in the 80s and then I can't really remember much.
Yes.
But with Delta, the overseas people, they have to sort of give them a cheat sheet on... They do, of course they do.
But he knows.
But then Joe got to do a bit of this.
Amazing.
I know quite a bit about Australian talent. I've been educated through a fellow coach, Delta. She's been able to come out so humble and sweet and caring, and that's just so rare. She also dated my brother.
Wow. I love Joe Jonas. Joe Jonas, of course, is engaged to Sansa Stark.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, totally.
That's a cute couple.
Who reviews sausages on Instagram.
Yes. Was that a bad breakup? Because there was something in the... It felt like that they had prompted him to say it. So, of course, he said it. But was there... It was a bit... Oh.
Well, she's much older than Nick.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Like, she's 10 years older than
Good
Nick.
Work,
perhaps
Delta.
More exactly. No, I think it was a bit of fun. Bit of frivolity.
Yeah, a bit of fun. Yeah. Bit of LA fun.
Yeah, a bit of LA fun.
Now, was she with him that time that, was it Damon Wayans put that video of her up dancing at a concert? Remember that famous video?
Yeah.
White girl dancing, not knowing it was Delta.
Delta, yeah, possibly.
Because I'm like, smashed. Go to the video.
Yeah.
Go to the video.
But Delta was frothing over Tim last night, the tradie for Wollongong.
She was.
And I'm here for it. I'm actually, and Kelly just, and Kelly, God love her, was like a mother, just said, we're really keen on marrying you off, so you have him.
And there was a bit of something going on. The controversial, it's not controversial, it's just the voice, but the bit that got...
Now, what's going on?
People out of the couch at my house. Spinny chairs is the best bit of the voice. It's a great device.
Yeah.
We all know it. You watch, you go, yes, no, yes, no.
Is it fair to say that takes up half the series, the spinny chair aspect of the format?
No, I think it's because then you get into all of the...
Yeah, it's just for audition period, blind auditions.
Yeah.
Which they drag out.
So say drag out.
All right, Channel 10.
It's a bit lengthy,
Talking
really.
About dragging out, how many episodes of Family Feud are a week?
Oh, we're up to about 1,100 in total.
Yeah.
So, this was the guy. Hey, let's see. This is Sam from Perth.
Okay.
Is he doing that?
Maybe I'm just like my mother.
Stop it.
'Cause he never satisfied.
So what he does is, he's sort of like the guy from Police Academy, Michael Winslow style.
I love Michael
Winslow.
So
he sort of says his own, sings his own voice.
So he loops it.
Oh, is that what that is? Puts it into a computer.
Yeah, that's how Ed Sheeran tours without a band.
Right.
Yeah.
Amy Shark.
Yeah, Amy Shark. So you lay a track down.
Yep.
It loops over and over again. Then you lay another one. Loops over and over again. You can make a band with your mouth.
So does that make it easier?
Yeah. Oh, no, I mean, it's a skill.
It adds layers.
But it also, it means that one person can sound like 15.
Yeah. Because I once did a musical with Rebel Wilson on stage at the Stables Theatre in Sydney and was told by the musical director to just goldfish, please don't sing. And
but there's
no looping of Cavalier.
Does this guy Sam actually sing?
Aha!
Did he sing a vocal track?
May we hear it again?
Okay. Is he doing that? Maybe
I'm just That's him.
Oh, stop it!
I think he's discounted.
He can sing. What? As long as he can sing, as long as that wasn't a vocal sample, I'm here for it.
But that sounded like an impersonation.
It was essential. Have you seen The Voice?
Well, that's true.
It's a karaoke competition.
That's true.
No, but I just feel like if he's really a producer, I guess.
Yeah.
So you'd think he was like a flume or a...
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Or the dead mouse. If he got up there with the big helmet on.
Yeah.
Maybe all the contestants should wear helmets for the first month.
Daft Punk.
Let's make it really blind audition.
Spinny helmets.
Spinny helmets.
Yes.
Now we're getting somewhere. Time now to talk about a boy, a 12-year-old boy.
Celebrate. Ingenuity.
This story came out a couple of days ago, but we haven't had a chance to all speak about it together. Yes. Heated argument with his mum. He's 12 years old. And what he's decided to do is not go to his room and
from Sydney. Let's claim him.
No, absolutely.
Let's claim him.
Local lad.
Local Sydney boy.
He's decided not to just go to his room and play the PlayStation. He's got hold of his dad's or his family's credit cards.
Mm-hmm. Then
got his grandma to hand over her passport.
Yeah, hey, Nan, can I just have my passport back? I've got a thing on at school where I need to sort of study it.
And then he's gone online, researched airlines that fly to Denpasar, Bali.
Don't require letters from parents.
Yeah, just.
So he's had to find a new one.
He's put the work in.
Booked himself a trip to Bali.
Yeah.
Filled his backpack with enough clothes for a 4-day holiday.
Fantastic.
Told his parents he was off to school.
Hmm.
This is my favourite bit. He rode his Razor scooter to the station.
Sure did.
Took the train to the airport and boarded the plane.
No questions asked.
He boarded the plane.
Because that he did a self-check-in.
Of course.
So not one time did he have to eyeball an adult. This kid has completely figured out how to just cut out every adult out of the picture, got himself to Bali, and then Emma got her phone. He phone call from his mother from the school. And like I say, when the school rings, it's never good news.
No.
Is it Grant?
No, it's not. Hey, congratulations.
Hey,
your kid is one of the nicest kids I've ever met.
Your kid is so attractive. Well done.
Mm-hmm.
It's always nits, blood, or spew.
Oh, no.
And so the school's rang and going, hey, Drew's not here. And she's going, what do you mean? He left.
His Razor scooter's gone?
Yeah, his backpack's gone.
You sure?
And then she reported him missing.
Had to.
And then how did they figure it out that he was in Bali, though?
He called because he showed up at hotel reception.
Oh, right.
Saying that his sister was checking in, but he was just showing up early.
Is this where the plan was foiled?
The other bit that they haven't mentioned then is that he's gone from Sydney to Perth. Right, that's the first place because he's gone because it's cheaper to go from Perth to Bali.
He's the cheapest, figured it out.
Yeah, it's the cheapest. It's the cheapest route because it's close.
Yeah.
And he then he got to Perth, and then when he landed in Bali. Now they're saying that he got a call when he was at the hotel. Now I don't know if that's the hotel in Perth or the hotel in. It must be the hotel in Bali.
The All Seasons Hotel.
That's where they've got the call from.
Yeah. So that's incredible.
So of all of the people who were meant to be supervising this 12-year-old, it's hotel staff in Bali who said, no, hang on a second.
And they wanted a credit card for the minibar and he couldn't produce one.
Yeah.
That's what busted him up in the end. But the mum has said, Emma's come out and said, you know, it's on a current affair tonight. You know, why has he done this? And she said, oh, he just doesn't like the word no.
He's ugly. If you're able to buy stock in someone's future, I'd be buying up big on this kid.
100%.
This kid's going to do something in life.
He's either going to rule everyone or kill everyone. I don't know, but
either way, it might be all for our best.
Exactly.
It might be our best interest.
But it's hard not to feel proud.
Yeah, he's amazing.
He's super independent.
Yes.
I mean, sure, there are other ways he could have channeled this.
That's true.
I struggle getting myself overseas as a full-grown adult.
Right.
Like when have you guys ever run away as kids? I tried it once, and I was hopeless at it.
What happened?
I hid in the bush out behind my house. Like, it was a bush, just a little, like a little shrub.
Why'd you run away? What happened?
I was a little bit disappointed. You know, my mum, she really wouldn't. Well, actually, I got in trouble. You know what I did? I waxed her car. I thought it'd be a good idea to be a nice little boy. And then I put all the polish on there. I didn't realize she had to take it off. So I just put it all on there and just disappeared. So it just baked the paint on and destroyed the Datsun 120Y.
Oh, we had
paint.
One of those too.
Oh, the good car.
Remember the seats burnt the crap out of your skin and put little holes
scalding.
In the vinyl.
Oh, I've still got burns in the back of my legs.
Yes. And,
and the dashboard was always cracked. Yeah, it always had this mammoth cracked. Big crack in the dashboard.
With the foam underneath it. And so, Grant, what did you do when you did you, any hijinks when
you ran
away?
Ran, where'd you
when I wandered out into the bush, I found a porno.
Yeah.
Score. So,
found a porno and a carton of milk that had been sitting there for about a month.
All right.
And I was like, wow, yeah, I could live like this forever.
Amazing.
Then got a stash.
Is there a middle ground between going to the bush and finding a porno and getting yourself to Bali?
So
in 1860, have you run away? Where'd you go as a kid? Or did your kid run away? Where'd they go? Look, the sadder the better too.
The more pathetic the better.
Yeah, how sad did you? But yeah, 1860, did you run away? We're happy for a middle ground between Bali in the bushes and a porno in Bathurst.
That's true. On 1360, where'd you run away to? Because while we were off, 12-year-old boy from Sydney got himself to Bali, got himself all the way to Bali after grabbing a family credit card. Got all the way to Bali, not at the airport, to Bali.
Yeah, he just avoided all adults, got on his razor scooter, packed his own bag, got himself to the airport, got on the plane, only got busted when he got to the hotel in Bali and couldn't produce a credit card to pay for the minibar.
So then on the other side of the coin, Grant Denyer escaped to the back of his house found a porno.
Found a porno. I don't know who put it there. Were there some other kids in the neighbourhood, or whether my dad was going out there.
I was
going
to ask, did your dad have a stash? That's a phone for another day. Did you find your parents' stash?
I once found a German professor's stash.
What?
And it was as German as the day was long. It was a wonderful moment for all of us.
What year are we talking?
What year was it? My year, it was about nine. It was in a house in Paddington in the late 90s, but he had lived there since the early 70s.
So full bush.
And the his collection reflected his tenure. So, Kane from Mortdale.
Hi.
Hey, mate. Now, you're only 20 at the moment. You ran away. How old were you when you ran away?
About 10.
Okay.
And how far did you get?
Two towns away.
Wow.
Not that far, but I was... I asked my mum if I could go to Melbourne. I lived at Lismore at the time, and she said no. So I walked from Lismore all the way near to the end of Ballina, so near Casino.
That's a fair walk.
So was your ultimate plan to walk to Melbourne, Kate?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
I didn't get far. My mum, the police found me with a Coles trolley and my sandals in the trolley.
Kane, you're wonderful. Kane, you get to. Kane has got a sense of adventure, so you get to dive with the sharks at Sydney Aquarium. Book yours online if you dare. SydneyAquarium.com.au. This is $300.
Is that a prize or a punishment,
mate? This is huge. You're under supervision at the wonderful Sydney Aquarium. It's a brand new extreme shark dive experience.
No, thank you, please.
But Kane's adventurous.
Yeah, enjoy that, Kane. Take your shopping trolley, mate.
I think we might have found something for Em to go and do.
I think you better shut your face.
Some web content. Web content. Alert.
No,
Sydney Aquarium ends in there
I'll
with the sharks.
Today FM's $100,000.
Beat the bomb.
Oh, thank God Will was in there. I was worried. We are not doing Beat the Bomb without tick, 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 babe.
Well, we sure are. It is the $100,000 Beat the Bomb. It's back, baby. It is back and it is ready to go. There's $100,000 up for grabs. And it is time to say good morning to...
Jess in Glenmore Park. Hi, Jess.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it's me.
Jesse, you are back for the freshest radio competition in the history of radio. Beat the Bomb. What are you hoping to get? What total have you got in your mind?
2,000.
Okay.
She's shooting high.
Some may say that could be a little greedy on the first attempt, but...
This is a generous.
You back yourself in, doll.
All right, Jesse, here we go. This is the we have to do. The cash bomb has been loaded, and all you need to do is yell stop before the ball explodes. Do that, and you'll take home the last cash amount revealed. But if the bomb beats you to it, then you walk away empty handed. That all makes sense?
Yep, got it.
And you ready to play?
All right, Jesse. Hold your nerve.
Sit back.
I got
and
it.
Get
I got
ready,
this.
Sydney.
Okay, when I say let's light the fuse, we're going to start that. Here we go. Okay, Jesse from Glenmore Park. The first time since it's been back, the $100,000 Beat the Bomb. Okay, let's go. Light that fuse.
$400. $590. $650. $690. $800.
Stop! Oh, damn, I think you're about to say 900.
Stop. So we're going to go. That's 890, everybody. Correct. $890.
Well, yes, thank you. Well played. Well done.
Jesse, do you want to hear where it was going to go?
Yeah.
All right.
We have to.
Here we go.
$905. $920. $1,200. $1,300.
Oh, my God.
$1,320.
Okay, I see what they're doing.
$1,800.
Oh, big jump.
$2,000.
Oh, there it is.
$2,100.
Oh, wow. Keep it going.
Oh,
hey, Jesse.
I should have held my nerve. It's that clock. It's so nerve-wracking.
So that was a little bit of a red herring, some would say, you know. So really got to hold your nerve if you've got your total, Jess. Stick with it.
Because the tempo changes there and it threw you.
All right, mate. Well, $890 is good. That'll get you a pair of Gucci shoes.
Get on
board. Thank you.
Well played, Jesse. Another chance to play. Every single morning at this time, we are going to be playing Today FM's $100,000 Beat the Bomb. Em.
Yes.
There's been some baby joy for the Kardashian clan.
Well, yeah, and also a bit of sadness. Obviously, we all know that Khloe finally gave birth to her much-wanted baby daughter. She'd had a lot of IVF problems. Right. She was finding hard to fall pregnant. So when we all found out Khloe was pregnant, I think if you're not into the Kardashians, you're like, oh, that's really great
that's
news.
Nice for her.
And so she obviously was pregnant to NBA basketballer Tristan Thompson.
Yes, NBA bench warmer Tristan Thompson.
Former star.
Who is also known as Third Trimester Thompson because when he and Khloe met, he left his then-girlfriend when she was about to give birth. And then just as Khloe was about to give birth, we found out that he had been unfaithful to her on multiple occasions. And in fact, one of the girls was also pregnant with his child.
He's famous in the NBA for grabbing rebounds. And in life, he's on the rebounds.
Excellent. But good.
Not quite. The shot hasn't quite gone in before he wanders off.
But they've announced the name of the little girl and they've called her. And obviously they picked the name before they've called her True.
True. The word true as in the opposite of false.
As in staying true to someone. As in being
true. Now, is that an FU? That feels like a Kardashian FU to Tristan.
Well, no, because, I mean, you could think that initially. Obviously, that I would not put anything past Mumminger Chris. No. But it turns out Chris's grandfather's name was True Horton. Her father's middle name was True. And so True is something that's been picked, not because it's got the novelty. Oh. You've got all the list of names.
I do. And the reason that that's why Grant made that noise of, because we're so used to them doing
the
something.
The novelty name.
So here we go. So there's True now. There's North, Saint, Chicago, Stormy, Mason, Penelope, and King Cairo.
King Cairo is my favourite.
I
love that they're spelling Cairo with a K.
Well, they would.
Because screw you, Egypt. Who cares? You can take your correct spelling. I'm going to spell Cairo with a K.
And why? Well, whose is King Cairo? Who are the parents of King Cairo?
Can I be honest? I'm not sure.
Well, do they
Rob,
even know?
Rob. What? I thought Rob had a daughter with Black Chyna.
Well, that can be King Cairo.
Didn't Rob have a daughter with Black Chyna?
I hope so.
Okay, I'm pretty sure that Rob had... Has Rob got two children? Can someone confirm?
Because, someone will know.
Because there was this whole thing about how they were glad to have another daughter, you know, because of what happened with the last one. But because of King Cairo. I don't think King Cairo is Chyna's child. But what I will say is the North, all the names combined, True North, they all make sense. I mean, that's nice, isn't it?
They've almost got a sentence. they need a few. Yes. Like
Saint, True North, Saint, Chicago, Stormy, Mason. It does, in fact, sound like a poem or a song lyric. It works.
Yeah, so at the moment it's a haiku. Someone needs to be called the and.
But the thing is, and what I was talking to you about off air, is the first thing I found out is the woman who's reportedly pregnant to him has just got her own reality TV show. So that's wonderful.
That's good. Good on her.
Isn't it? And then the second thing is, he's now a $48 million liability to his basketball team.
Cleveland Cavaliers are in the playoffs. That is Tristan Thompson's team. Let's forget that LeBron James insisted on Tristan Thompson getting a $98 million contract. Mm. That happened just before he and Chloe got together. He and Chloe are now together.
Well, they're not.
Well, they're not together.
So technically, by your assumptions, he should be high scoring because they've separated.
Well, maybe they should be back, but in their most recent game, which is a crucial game in the NBA playoffs, Tristan Thompson played a total of 0 minutes.
Oh, didn't even get any game time.
There are people on this team who are averaging 1 point a game who are on like $900,000 a year. The bloke cost $98 million, and his job now is to hand LeBron a towel.
Oh.
Do you need a towel, LeBron?
Oh, no.
Ruined.
Are you going to drink that Gatorade, LeBron? You going to drink that?
But look, I mean, we'll be...
What about the Instagram? You told me that. I want to finish
with
that.
Well, before we get to that, Rob's child is named Dream Renee.
Dream
Renee? So we've got... So now we've got Dream True North Saint Chicago. So it sounds like a yoga inspirational quote. Fantastic. Black Chorna does have a son that is not a Kardashian biological child. Oh. So Black Chorna is King Koro and Dream Renee is Rob.
Dream Renee.
But what I do want to say to you is that the new child, True, does have an Instagram account already, 210,000 followers.
Oh, what? God.
Yes.
What am I following?
Nothing. No pictures yet. And I'm sorry, if you're following a baby 2 days after it's born, you're part of the problem.
Have a good hard look at yourself, Saint and Mason and...
Dream Renee, Steve King Koro, Black Chorna.
Oh, I can't wait for the next nappy to be changed and uploaded.
Yes.
Em, you've had some trouble at a restaurant.
Well, no, I mean, you know, that's the fancy headline, but it was my husband's birthday yesterday.
Oh,
and
happy birthday, Scott.
Yeah, happy birthday, Scotty. Good on you, mate. We were in Brisbane. He came to Brisbane with me for my two shows.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and so Friday night we went out to a really fancy Italian restaurant. My dad, Vincey, came because he, you know, he loves that stuff. Yeah, we had a romantic date with my dad.
Beautiful.
But we've been together 18 years. You know what I mean? Like, it's fine.
Come on, mate.
Yes, yep. Vincey. And everyone loves Vincey. Especially when we go to an Italian restaurant.
He loves it.
Yeah,
does he turn it on?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, 100%.
He dials up the accent.
50% more wog.
Fantastic.
Amazing. And he even picked, I thought this was amazing. So Dad only orders one meal, spaghetti and clams. And that is how you judge an Italian restaurant.
Like
you got to order the spaghetti and clams. The spaghetti and clams are good. Then the chef is good. So he orders the spaghetti and clams and he eats it. And he's like, the last time I had something this good was in Napoli.
Oh, wow.
So Dad calls the waiter over and he goes, please tell the chef this is great. The last time I had it was in Napoli. And the guy goes, the chef is from Naples.
Oh,
Dad picked the origin of the chef because of the spaghetti and clams.
Well.
So before we ordered the spaghetti and clams, though, a lovely waiter came over. And this was like one of those guys like Ben who waxes their mustache into a curl.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Very a foodie, you could tell.
I like that.
Delivered the specials, beautiful accent, the whole bit. Mm. It's like they imported a bunch of Italians or it's fake accents. I don't care. I'm here for it.
Doesn't matter.
And he gives all the specials. And Scott stops him and goes, oh, but. Sorry. My Em's just rehabbing her gut. She's been having some issues. She gets diarrhea from everything she eats.
Oh,
so what can you recommend? No. And I looked at him and said, are you right? And the waiter's standing there like, oh, my God. We're in a really fancy restaurant. They had iron shirts on, guys.
Come on, Scott. Oh, not the iron shirts.
And he's looking at me. He's like, what? And the waiter goes, I'll give you a few more minutes.
A few more minutes to fight.
Yeah.
Back down.
So my dad sits there and he's like, Dad pushed away from the table.
I'm off this.
And Scott's going to be like, what? I've been caring.
Oh, he's trying to be helpful.
Okay, mate, you just told a complete stranger at an expensive restaurant that I have gut issues and I'm pooing my pants.
Yeah, diarrhea is one step too far.
Mate. And I'm looking at him going, he goes, why? Now, and I said, yeah, but now all they're going to think of all night when they look at me is pooey pants. Oh, pooey pants on table two. Don't give her any gluten. Yeah. Oh, pooey pants wants a cocktail. Oh, God, pooey pants has got a drinking problem. You know, and so he saw no problem with it because he said, oh, you're about to get on stage and talk about your period blowout, so why can't I talk about your poo? And I'm like, no.
Sort of different.
Different people have paid money to hear me talk about my period.
We've got to hand over
money to this guy. It's different.
And also when you go to a restaurant.
Thank you.
You know, you don't lead with your medical ailments.
Right?
Yeah.
It's not the visual you want people to have in their minds.
When they put down the cloth napkin, you don't say, oh, and I might need a tarpaulin in front of my seat.
Or a nappy. That's okay. So you have a nappy behind the bar, sir. Luigi, could you bring me the adult nappy, please? And your finest wine.
From Naples. Do you have one from Naples? So my first ever trip away with my baby son, Arnold, a beautiful 7-month-old. And he, to be fair to him, is his first time on a plane. It was his first time
ever.
Yeah, he'd never been on a plane yet. Because, to be honest, it's been me who's been saying, I don't know about this. And speaking, actually, just to digress for a moment, speaking of planes, we have been following the fog all morning, and now all Virgin flights until 9 a.m. are cancelled. This is Sydney to Melbourne.
That's very helpful and a lovely segue.
Advice is to call Virgin to be put on the next available flight.
This is why he's paid the big bucks, guys.
His Sydney to Melbourne flights. And now there's heavy fog on the M1.
Not great. Any more plane-related stories?
Well, this is traffic. Now I'm on the road.
That's not a good segue. Get out, Cavalli.
No, I had to.
No, you don't. Now stick with the story. What happened?
He was okay. Now, this is what I'm going to go with. He was okay. No, he was. This is a story about what I saw a mother going through sitting behind us.
Oh, so not you.
Oh, hooray. I was so worried about this for you.
You just Australian idoled us.
I did.
I mean, I was...
thought it was me.
I was tuning in thinking you're about to just shit all over your 7-month son.
No, he does that to me.
Yes. So what happened?
This poor woman sitting 2 rows behind us.
Yeah.
We got on and we had, my wife and I had so many bags for Arnold. We had a sleeping bag for him. We had this thing that...
Spear bag, poo bag. Change of outfits.
Yes. Yeah. 2 changes of outfits. Yeah. We had toys.
Something to lay them down on.
Everything. Yeah. We had this little thing that was like this black hood thing that you put over the top of where... So he thinks it's darker so that he sleeps.
You put a black hood on your child?
No, it was over the little bastinet. There was a little bastinet thing and it was over the top of that.
Not over his face.
It was over the little bastinet so that he slept and it was a full... I was like, can I sleep in there with him? It looks beautiful in there. And so he was okay. He did a little bit of, but he got an extra breastfeed.
What did he do a little bit of?
That's what he does. Okay. That's what he thinks is talking. I'm like, mate, come on.
Mate, pick your game. 7 months old. Yeah.
Come on. Because I go on YouTube and I watch babies of the same age and I judge him on.
You should definitely do that. That's very healthy.
My wife's made me stop.
Great.
And...
Jeez, add that to the list of things Tiff's made you stop.
Yeah. So I'll just call out from the other room. There's a baby in France.
They can talk to me. He's talking to his mother. I hope you show Arnold this stuff and go be better.
Yeah, exactly. Come on, mate.
Yeah. So the lady behind you.
So that she got on and she had a baby and a 3-year-old. And the 3-year-old screamed from the second it's set foot on the plane.
Yeah.
So much so, the whole way through the flight, 5-hour flight to Bali, so much so that at baggage claim, the kid was still screaming at baggage claim.
Whoa.
I felt so bad for this mother, father, 2 kids. And she was just at her wit's end. And at one point, we sort of made eye contact. And she's like, do you want a 3-year-old? And I laughed and I said, oh, no, it's okay. Don't worry about it. It was an old woman sitting in between us. She thought she was talking to her. She turned around and she went, not yours, I don't.
Amazing.
Horrible. And then the baby got upset because the 3-year-old was upset. And I wanted to ask this mother, in all seriousness, is this a holiday for you? Because if this kid, if this was a 5-hour flight, it was a disaster.
Wait, the 3-year-old screamed for 5 hours?
Yes.
Oh, Christ on a wheel.
There was probably a 20-minute break, Grant, where I think there was like food or something else, and then just back on the screaming.
I can't tell you, I'd be, oh my God.
There's 2 ways that ruins your holiday. Obviously, it takes you days to recover from how horrific that trip was as the parent. And then you spend the rest of your holiday counting down to when you have to do it again to fly back home.
Yeah, flight back.
You know what I mean? So the whole experience is just terrible.
Yeah. 13, 10, 60, when's your kid been a jerk and ruined your holiday?
Yeah, that's fair.
We got a prize?
Yeah, of course. Oh, actually, you know what? Harry Styles tickets. I got tickets to go and see the sold-out Harry Styles show at Kudos Bank Arena. For the person who has had the worst experience with the kids trying to ruin your holiday, 13, 10, 60. But we are on 131060. If you had a child that's attempted to ruin your holiday, I flew to Bali luckily last week, and my little boy, 7 months old, was pretty. He was good.
He catfished
Congratulations.
Us. He catfished us. I honestly can't say that. Why yeah. can't I say that?
I know what you mean. It was a bait and switch. You thought it was me, but it wasn't. It was the poor lady behind me.
You bloody hooked me.
3-year-old screamed 7 hours straight. So, Brooke from Blacktown, what happened?
So, we went on a holiday to Fiji with our 2-year-old, and she screamed the entire flight from Sydney to Fiji.
How long's that flight, Brookie?
I think it's about 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah.
Yep. I don't know. It felt like 5 days. and so, we had a flight attendant, and he was a gay, flamboyant type of man.
Amazing.
And kept giving me judgy eyes the entire time.
Oh.
Back. He gave me his judgy eyes again because he was our flight attendant, and she screamed the entire flight back again.
Hang on, Brooke. Why'd she scream? So what was making her upset?
I have no idea.
Yeah, that's the other thing. This poor mother with this 3-year-old, she could not work out what was upsetting this 3-year-old.
It's hard to reason with 2 and 3-year-olds. They're real jerks.
It seems just, like.
Just you can't even routine. Bribe them yet. Well, do you know what I mean? It's hard. They still don't care.
Yeah, it was tough going.
Yeah, it's tough.
Karen from Liverpool, did a child attempt to ruin your holiday?
Oh, hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Joel, yes. Hit it. What happened?
Okay, so I'm from Canada. I took my child to Canada to visit my aged parents. Mm. They basically had carpet all through their bathroom, mm-hmm. and he choked the toilet with nearly the whole roll of toilet paper. The toilet overflowed, including the contents, all over the carpet and everything. In the end, my parents had to replace all the carpet in the bathroom.
Yeah, yeah. Now that is. Oh. Thanks for coming.
I mean, that's an impressive. That's
exactly.
That's an impressive turd. Like if your yeah, kid's so done that, yeah. That is good.
Karen, you're off to Harry Styles. Harry Styles live on tour. Kudos, Bank Arena.
Right.
Yes.
You got that.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Well, do you love me, Harry Styles?
I think I at least deserve that, don't you?
I love that. Are you going to go, Karen, or are you going to give them away to someone not 54?
I know, I'm going to go.
Do you love him? Good on you, Kaz.
I love him.
I don't. I always feel a bit creepy loving Harry because what? In my mind he's still 14.
No,
how old has it now?
24.
Is he? Oh, so I'm okay to say it out loud.
God, yeah.
You know, when you think it to yourself, you're like, you're in that.
No, you're good.
Okay, great.
Let's not forget that Liam has had a child with one of the judges that was on the show when they were 15 and 16.
I love your secret gossip knowledge.
Let's not forget that.
You have so much pent up gossip in your brain.
It would have been like you going out with Dicko.
That's a hot scenario right there.
Why you got to... Why you got to do that?
It was the right comparison.
I mean, it was
to
not
make.
The right comparison.
In fact, he's on the line
stretch.
Right now, Dicko.
Oh my God!
When Mimi falls apart, you easy. When Tay Tay gets in a fight with Kanye, when you click on Justin Bieber's dick pic, that's entertainment.
Well, Beyonce has just, as we speak, stepped off stage for her second performance at Coachella. Now, she performed the same set list, but because she's extra, whole new costume configuration, different colors, different vibes. Balenciaga has really gone above and beyond. And by the way, for every performance, Beyonce changed her nail color.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was insane.
We do not deserve her.
It's a detail, isn't it?
She is incredible. Do you know how long that would take? She did it. I don't know. There must be press-ons.
Oh,
and I'm
right.
surprised she wears press-ons.
Oh, right. That's hard, is it?
You know, my nails take an hour to change colour every time.
Wow.
She was doing it in about a minute.
Yeah.
I need to know her secrets.
Oh, I see what you mean. But for each
She's
song...
a wizard. With every costume change, she'd do a set. She'd rush off, get changed,
wow.
come back, different set of nail colour.
My wife was looking all over the internet to try and find audio and video of this performance. She was obsessed with this.
Well, you can get the first performance. The second one hasn't been uploaded yet. But the first one I watched live, which was incredible. Here's a little bit. Now, of course, the Destiny's Child reunion happens. They appear from the stage. It is hectic. Girl power. They walk in time to the beat. Here's a little bit of what just happened.
You better say my name like them boys up top.
And Jay-Z, her husband, also took to the stage with her.
Jay-Z, he was there.
Jay-Z, yeah, he got on stage. Have a listen.
I just make the hits like a rap to free. I just want to run like after me. No deja vu, just be in my heart.
huge.
So good.
Hang on, so hang on. But Kelly Rowland's here doing the voice. How is she also on stage at Coachella?
It is amazing technology, isn't it?
Right.
Look, also, obviously, she's the first black woman to ever headline the festival, so making history too. Well done, BB. Now, some sad news, obviously, while we've been off. Swedish DJ Avicii, of course, died tragically, 28 years of age. Now, we're hearing lots of friends and family coming forward saying they were actually just waiting for the phone call because he has such a chronic alcohol problem. Now, he did step out of the limelight. He did stop touring in 2014. He just said, I can't handle the lifestyle anymore. Oh. As you can imagine, if you're playing every gig at 3 a.m., there's a lot of alcohol and things around you. And he did start when he was very young and sadly died alone in a hotel room, which is really, really sad. His family have arrived to claim his body and take him back to Sweden. Yeah, it's very sad. And also we lost over the weekend actor Vern Troyer, 49 years of age, also chronic alcohol problem.
Jeez.
Played Mini-Me in the Austin Powers movies. Yeah. Not sure. So, yeah, two very sad. Yeah, it is. And on a lighter and happier note, The Rock, of course, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Now, a girl called Katie Kelsenberg took to Twitter and asked him if he would come to prom with her. And look, he obviously a little bit creepy and he's a very busy man, but he did take time to break into her school's PA. So, you know, he's sitting in school and the principal starts talking.
Oh,
Katie was sitting in class and all of a sudden The Rock's voice echoed out across the entire school.
I'm sending a message to a very special young lady, and her name is Miss Katie Kelsenberg. Now, Katie, I'm sure that you are so embarrassed right now, but I just had to let you know that I appreciate how cool and awesome you are for inviting me to your prom. And I also wanted to tell you that, unfortunately, I can't make the prom because I will be shooting a movie in Hawaii. However, Katie, as a very special gift, I have rented out a theater tomorrow. So the gift is this. I want you to grab all your favorite friends and your closest family members and whoever you want to bring, Katie, because tomorrow at 4:45, I'm showing you a screening of my new movie, Rampage.
Love that. Love that you got a movie plug in.
Got a plug in.
Amazing. Always working. He's the celebrity that I think I would be mates with. Like if I could pick anyone, it would be him.
He seems like a very nice person.
I love him. I'll smell what The Rock's cooking and I want to eat it. Okay, that came out wrong.
Whoa.
No, that was not a euphemism. That was in reference to his wrestling career, Stone Cold Steve Austin. I was a part of that era. I love that era.
Holy moly.
And that was.
Yeah.
That's entertainment.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks.
At 13 minutes past 8, we certainly are $10,000 on the line with Alpha Bucks official game show host Grant Denny. Who have you got for us this morning?
Well, Edmundo, we got Vanessa from Marrickville this morning. Are you ready to play today, FM's Alpha Bucks, Vanessa?
Yes, I sure am.
Yeah, we're going to go for some cash. You got 30 seconds to answer 10 questions. All your answers must start with the letter H today for Harry.
Fantastic.
You good with that? For each question you get
really
right.
I'm really good with that.
You'll score 100 bucks with a chance to win up for 10 grand.
Smooth as silk, Denya.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Smooth as silk.
We must take the first answer. You can't use the same answer twice, and the adjudicator's word is final. So, Vanessa, H.
Yes.
Here we go.
Okay.
Name an American city.
Oh, Harvard.
A condiment.
Horseradish.
Child star.
Haley Joel Osment.
Shoe brand.
Havaianas.
Alcohol brand.
Pass.
Something you wear to the races.
Hat.
A rugby league position.
Halfback.
Phone app.
Pass.
Type of bird.
Hawk.
Ooh, judges are conferring. And we're getting a response, hopefully, at $500.
Generous.
Yes,
that'll do nicely.
Oh, good. How will it help? Fantastic. What are you going to do with it?
I was actually planning on going back to uni, so my cash injection would have been fantastic, but $500 will get it started for sure.
Yeah, nice work, Vanessa. Well played, Vanessa. We'll play again. At this time tomorrow, it's tough. I know it is.
That was like an awkward first date. What happened?
Yeah, I know.
That was really bad.
We've been out of the swing. I haven't done it for a week.
Are you awake, Danielle? What's happening there?
I'm a little out of sorts for some reason. My rhythm's off. I don't know what it is today, but I just maybe it's been a Monday. Maybe it's just a week out of practice. I don't know, but it'll be fine for tomorrow.
Yeah, you
just
seem like you're far away.
Bear with me, team.
Sure, mate.
I haven't been feeling good over the last couple of days, but I'm coming good today.
Okay.
Feeling a bit crook.
All right, mate.
Well, that doesn't help Vanessa, does it?
No, it doesn't. Well, hey, I didn't stuff the answers up. Don't blame me for that. I just read the questions.
Oh, my goodness.
What, is she going to blame the format of the game next, is she?
Yeah. Come on. See how he turns? Jeez. Everyone thinks he's Australia's best mate. Jeez. He just bloody turns.
There's a darker side.
Don't you criticise Grant Tenure. Coming up next, though, obviously there's some big news going on. There's a royal baby on the way. Mm. And, Ed, you have spotted some upstaging happening.
Thunder stealing. Pippa Middleton, if you're listening, you might want to turn off your radio because I'm coming for you. This is a disgusting act from someone who is being ignored and, quite frankly, perhaps deserves to be ignored for what she's doing to her sister.
Wow.
Accused of being a thunder stealer in my house last night, and I couldn't agree more.
Okay, great.
Isn't it supposed to be the happiest moment in someone's life? But anyway.
Yes, it should be, Grant. You're right.
Oh, here she comes. Ba-da. Watch out, royal, she's stalking you.
Stalking.
Oh, wow. Here she comes. She's a royal watcher.
So much going on in the royal world.
26 days, y'all. 26 days. Kimmy, our producer, just walked in and announced it till the big day, till the day of days, till the wedding, till end all weddings. I'm very excited.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Are you excited? Are you excited?
No.
I am pumped. And we've just found out today that their wedding is going to have the most expensive Portaloos money can buy.
Now you've hit me with a headline.
$6,000, £6,000 on bespoke throne rooms, oak fittings, porcelain basins, spotlighting and full-length mirrors. So they're not going to be pumping the poo out with your foot while the toilet paper's stuck a la festival style.
Drop me phone in there.
Nah, that's not going to happen, mate.
$6,000.
£6,000. So what's that, like
$12,000? Can you live in there?
It's a good dime.
It sounds like a few people could move in.
See what I mean?
It does sound like half of Megan's family could just set up camp there.
Oh, and the Markle debacle continues.
Well, her brother's come out and said she's a selfish little girl.
Here comes Meghan Markle's half-brother accusing her of forgetting family. She's giving the greatest performance of her life, he said. Mm. Once she got into Hollywood, she turned into a different person. Oh. She's clearly forgotten her roots and her family.
Clearly.
This gentleman is not invited to the wedding.
I'm so surprised by that.
You'll be shocked.
And he also said that Diana had way more grace than his sister.
Oh, yes. Wow. And then half sister. Let's not forget Samantha Grant.
Samantha Markle. Now she's changed her name back.
Yeah, oh, she's back Grant. To Markle.
Yeah, Joel. Just in case, not because of Megan.
Not cashing in at all.
She just all of a sudden decided to change her name back to Markle because she felt it was time.
Just, yeah.
Around the time her sister was announced to be the future princess of Wales. Not cashing in.
She's
definitely not cashing in, guys.
Not cashing in.
Sorry, I'm just going to change my last
just
name.
Just in case, yeah.
Just my last name to Stallone.
Yeah.
Because I'm not cashing in. That makes no sense, but you get what I mean.
I know what you mean.
Thank you.
And so she's going to be working for a television company, sort of commenting on the wedding.
It's the same as being a guest, really, isn't it?
It's better because you're getting paid to be there and pretend as though your sister's text you. Megan's just text me.
Just as Megan's walking down, Megan, can I just have a chat with you for a minute? Yeah.
You might know me. I used to be your sister.
No. I read the book about you called Princess Pushy Pants because you're not a pushy person. It was the opposite state.
Yeah.
It's a tribute. It's a tribute to how wonderful you are. How much sting is going to be in that commentary that she's going to provide throughout that wedding?
Oh, and here comes that bitch in white looking as frumpy as hell.
Ah. Now, you segued for me. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Because I believe the Thunder Stealer, as she was called very vehemently in my house last night, Pippa Middleton has a lot to answer for. The headline reads, Pippa Middleton is pregnant with her first child.
Hang on a minute. Is that confirmed?
It has not been denied, which in England means it's confirmed.
Because Kate's due any moment.
I know.
Any tick of the clock, doll. It's her time to shine.
Thank you.
And Pippa's announced she's pregnant. That is not on.
Is it not on?
No, that's a Thunder Stealer.
Is that official Thunder Stealing?
Yes. If your sister is about to give birth, you don't announce that you're pregnant. Wait a couple of weeks, doll.
She's weeks away, so you can hang in there and just say
because she got her bum out at the wedding. You know that.
That was the first thing my wife said, and she had that bum at the wedding.
She had the bum at the wedding. How dare you have a bum?
How dare she have a
bum? How dare you have a bum at a wedding?
Which was arguably, she stole the show at Kate's royal wedding.
Her royal highness.
Her royal hiney.
Took over the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And it reminded my wife of one of her favourite stories of... whenever thunder stealing comes up, sometimes she'll even stand for this one, of a friend of hers who had a wedding. Mm. And the bride and the groom, this is at the reception. Mm. And 13-10-60, if you've ever dealt with a thunder stealer.
Oh, have you had your thunder stolen in your moment of moments, days of days?
Especially if it's a sister or someone like that.
Keep going.
If you have had your thunder stolen, 13-10-60, mm. So they're at a wedding mm. and the bride and groom have done the speeches. The first part of the speeches have been done. Yeah. And this is at the reception. So they're sitting at the long table.
Yeah.
And then the boyfriend of the sister of the bride, who was one of the bridesmaids, grabs the microphone.
Oh, no.
Stands in front of the big table and uh-oh. Says, hey, you know, Sharon, could you come and stand up here, please?
Oh, no, dude.
Tink, 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 and proposes to the sister literally in front of the bride at her wedding.
You do. That does not.
That's uncool.
That does not happen.
It happened. It is.
He proposed to one of the bridesmaids at a wedding.
In front of the bride.
I would. Oh my God.
That is Markle level thunder ceiling.
He's taking care of the engagement party. You know, he saved himself a dollar or two. Hey, since you're all here and you got a drink
hang
in your
on,
hand.
Hang on,
why
are we assuming they're bogans?
Well, good point.
They were. Yeah. So we have been talking about thunder stealing because.
This is a big deal. And she's got previous form, Pippa Middleton.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, at the wedding, got her bum out. How dare mm-hmm. she?
Yep.
I mean, she was wearing a dress, but we all know what was going on
there.
We know what she was trying to do. Exactly.
And now Kate is minutes off giving birth, mm-hmm. and what's Pippa gone and done? She's bloody announced she's pregnant.
How rude.
I mean, come on!
It's thunder stealing.
Pippa!
It's happening out
pull
there.
Your head in, Pips.
Yeah, pull your head in, Pips.
Imagine the conversation, though, when Kate, she's ringing up, really? Again? With the shit? So you and your house, I know I got Tiff very fired up.
Yeah, very fired up. But she hates thunder stealing.
It's a thunder stealing.
It's thunder stealing. Kylie from Marrickville, have you dealt with a thunder stealer?
Absolutely.
Go on.
My best friend's wedding where her mother turned up in her own wedding dress.
Hang on, the mother of the bride.
Yes.
Showed up to her daughter's wedding in a wedding dress.
That is next level hectic.
Yes.
What? Wait, hang on. I need to understand. Was it white?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
That is great.
But absolutely.
What was the explanation?
Well, it was a nice dress.
Still fits.
This is the equivalent.
Another run.
This is the equivalent and not unconceivable of me turning up to Marcella's wedding in my own wedding dress.
Yeah.
That is so next level. Are there photos of this, Kylie?
Yeah, definitely.
Would you be able to send us a photo if they all give permission?
Oh, I doubt that would.
I just love the idea of looking at the photo and going, who's the bride?
Yeah.
Who got married?
It's like a decoy bride.
I can't even imagine in the morning getting up and going, my daughter's getting married today. I know what I need to do.
And was it a surprise, Kylie? Did she surprise everyone with it?
I mean, I don't think my friend knew that was going to happen. It was a tad bit shocking, yeah.
Was it a very obvious wedding dress with a big frou-frou skirt?
No, it wasn't. But all of the family, of course, knew it was the same dress.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Because they've been to that wedding too.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Yes. Still got it, guys. Still got it.
Ah, well played. Good. She should have seen her headbutt the girls for the bouquet. That was impressive as well. Grant Denyer. Yes, we had a week off radio last week, but you were still doing Family Feud.
School holidays. Decided to take the kids to work with me, which
is... How did that go?
Isn't it fun? I love doing it every now and then. I do go away a little bit, and it's nice for them to know what it is you're going away to. So I want them to have it in their little heads what it looks like. So
but
when
they
daddy's
see it
going
on the TV.
To work... Yeah, I know, but what happens, you know, when it's not just on air?
Sure, okay.
And they get so excited. So Sailors 6, Scouts 2, and just the mere fact you're going to a hotel just blows a little kid's mind.
Do they check the dunny first?
Oh, mate.
Yeah, first place you go. Go catch the toilet. Weren't you ever fascinated as a little kid by other people's toilets?
I don't think so.
So weird. They do. They just, I just need to go to the toilet
straight
again, Dad.
Yes.
She just went like 2 minutes ago. And she's there, and I go, what are you doing, Dad? She goes, this toilet's got a door. Have a look at the door, Dad. I said, yes, I know. We have a door on our toilet at home. But it's a glass door. Like, they're fascinated by everything.
Jeez, they're easily amused, your kids, aren't they? It's just a toilet.
Don't forget that. No wonder
they're like Family Feud.
Oh, that is true.
I laughed a little too hard at that hurtful barb. But then there's even like just cupboard opening in a hotel room. They'll just do that for like half a day.
Oh my God.
That is exciting.
You get free soap, Dad. You get free soap.
It is good.
Like you forget, you don't need to go down there to Sea Life, the aquarium. You don't need to go to Luna Park. Nah. You just need to get them a bit of free soap.
Now, I know times have been tough at Channel 10, but I did see Sailor operating a camera at one point. What's going on? Is Moonvest not giving you enough money or...
I like to get him involved, and so what happens is when we're filming the record, Sailor likes to do a little bit of a routine for the audience, like in the commercial break. So she'll come out and she'll either do a little bit of a dance or she'll sing a little bit of a song, which is kind of cute. But this time we learnt a card trick. So she was like a master magician, just going around and just fleecing everyone for their money, because she'd mastered this trick in which she could tell you your card after she'd shuffled it. So that was her kind of thing.
So she's stealing money from the audience during the break. What about, give me some scout.
The road.
This is, we all love scout's voice.
Give me some scouty.
I love him.
I love you too.
Two-year-old Scouty. How did Scouty go?
All Scouty wanted to do was to press the famous button.
Tell me about it. That's all I wanted to. It's the only reason I said yes to coming on your boring show
was to be able
to hit the button.
Well, she got up there and she was just like our master. She was like a whack-a-mole. She just kept going at it and at it over and over.
Survey says yes, Scout. Yes.
The problem is, though, it's kind of, I've had this kind of jig going where I've had this illusion running that Daddy works very hard when he goes away, and that's why he's so tired and has to sleep a lot when he comes back. So, so they think that Daddy does this really important thing and he works very hard. But the problem is now they are on to me. Like, so we get this car which came and picked us up and took us to work, which was nice. And she's kind of looking at me going, does this happen like all the time? And then someone goes, you don't even get your own coffee, Dad. And I was like, okay, yeah, I'm just, Daddy's prepping for the show, getting ready, building
Daddy's
up his energy.
Prepping. What prep does he?
Just to get it in there.
What's your prep, mate?
And she gets out and then she goes, Dad, Dick, you've been lying to us the whole time. It's not even hard to host Family Feud. You stand up there and hold a card and just read a question. And all you do is just laugh. That's not hard. I could do that.
And then I went,
Daddy does a little bit of fun stuff too. Daddy does a little bit of dancing on stage. Just to get a little bit wacky. And she goes, Dad, there is nothing good about your dancing.
Oh.
I was like, thanks for coming, kids. You'll never come again. Pay for your own toys.
My kitchen rules. My goodness. Now, my goodness.
All I understand is that two people have been asked to leave because of poor behaviour.
They have.
Which is, I think that's a first. That's unprecedented, isn't it?
It is the first time it's happened. Here's Pete Evans having to give the message to the group.
Okay.
Teams, I'm sure you have noticed that there is one team missing from the table tonight. I can tell you that we've been left with no other option but to end Sonia Hadil's involvement in the competition.
Now, okay. Do we have a little bit of Sonia and Hadil's best work?
This is Sonia and Hadil blowing up at the rest of the contestants.
Amazing.
They don't belong in top eight because they can't cook.
Hadil.
Stop talking. You stop talking. Who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? Don't you get involved. Keep your mouth closed and throw your argument.
Guys, it's Kim and Sung's house.
I don't care.
You're at their home.
Shut up, Josh.
James.
Shut up, Josh.
Have respect.
Stay out of it. Don't let me come for you. Stay out of it. And I'll come for you, and I'll come for you, and I'll come for you, because you're all disrespectful assholes.
James, please, please.
That's what you are.
Yeah.
I'll come for you. I'll come for you.
And you.
I'd like to actually do a lip sync to that. Wouldn't that be amazing?
Funny
lip sync
idea.
Battle.
Yeah, it's fun.
I'll come for you. Who are they coming for? Just everyone who's making eye contact.
Anyone who dares question them. It's a blanket coming for all.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, and they got asked to leave because they were generally being unpleasant.
Yes, so that's the part of their act though. They came in as the feisty ones, and then they were a little too feisty, and then they've come. Of course, they've gone on Facebook and etc. and done their old explanation, and the whole thing's been going on. On for days and days and days.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
But they're gone. But then Jess and Emma were copying a bit of blowback. I think they're one of the teams that Grant's really high on.
Yeah. Yeah. You're loving them?
Loving them. And just the
what
way
are their
they
names
cook.
Again?
Jennifer and Fred.
Jess and Emma, mate.
Jess and Emma.
We've got Paleo Pete on hold. He's hearing everything you have to say. So you need to really show more respect.
Yes, you do. So here's Jess and Emma. There was a bad smell comment they made about Hadil and Sonia leaving, and they've had to listen. Here we go.
Yeah, guys, look, sorry. You know, Jess and I were involved in a little bit of that heat, and we do apologise once the bad smell was sort of wafted out. Did I just say that out loud? There I go again.
Jeez.
It's a harsh environment.
I'll come for you. I'll come for you. I'll come for you. Now, we are lucky enough to have Paleo Pete on the line. Oh, Pete, what's going on, Joel?
Sorry. I'm so tired. My paleo diet's so strict now. All I can eat is organic air and teeth whitener.
God. How are your iron levels, Pete? God, you must be struggling.
They're in the negative. It's so, and we've had such a tough week on My Kitchen Rules. Four contestants went blind when they accidentally looked directly at my teeth. It was unbelievable. We've had a terrible week, but people keep coming up to me on the street and they go, "Hey, Pete, are you Paleo Pete Evans?" And I say, "Don't touch me. You're the general public. You make me physically ill." And then they say, "But Pete, you're so cool and smart and
do
everything."
They?
Yeah, shut up. And yeah, they do. And they just go on about it. And I'm like, oh, I'm just an ordinary guy who's really rich and really paleo. So just back off. And then, do you guys want to hear a joke?
Yeah,
paleo
we'd love
Pete
it.
Has a joke.
Oh,
yeah,
I love it when you're talking to third person, Paleo.
Paleo Pete's ready to tell his joke. Okay, here we go. Hang on. Oh, I just had to have a kale injection to get through the joke. Here we go.
He's huffing kale, guys.
Here's my joke. What's French? Not very smart, has a huge nose, stinks of garlic, does really bad canned soup ads, and I'm forced to sit next to for 9 months of the year. What's that?
Surely you don't mean Manu.
The answer's Manu. How good's that joke, or as I call it, manure.
Thank you, Paleo Pete.
I gotta go.
Em, you have been getting your makeup done.
I am. I'm going to record a hard chat with Tom Gleason today. Yes. Last week I did his show. Telly can't get enough of E-Russ at the moment. Which I know, Grant, you've done. Basically, I just have to sit there and be abused for 3 minutes, right?
Pretty much. He calls it like it's an honor for me to abuse you. So you basically just sit back. And he'll just throw stuff at you for 15 minutes or so. And some of it's terrifying. Some of it's hilarious. Most of it's hurtful.
Yeah, I know. I put so much ridiculousness out there that he has so much ammunition. Well, let's be honest. He'd go me about the ratings, about doing stand-up, about my miscarriage, about my general antics, about my period talk, about my stand-up, about...
I know there's a lot there.
How mean I am to Grant Denyer.
But what did he do for you, Grant? Like you're.
Yeah, what's your
what did he do about
dark?
You?
Oh, they bring up hatred between game show hosts, all that sort of gear. But, you know, it's kind of, the one thing, it's as kind of awkward as it is, particularly if you take yourself serious as a media professional.
Oh,
the one thing that everyone kind of gives you kudos for doing it. Like there's points for sitting back and having it done to you.
I just feel like there's a theme of people he has on. If you look back at past guests,
I've never.
Well, there's been
done
like
that list.
Denya, Stefanovic, Monk, like Graciano's doing it. Like it seems to be people.
He
that,
loves politicians too. He does.
Yeah,
a lot of
Bernardi's done it. Like it seems to me to be people that maybe Tom thinks he won't like.
Oh, is that the idea?
Yeah.
And then
is that the idea?
I've seen him turn around. So maybe
you never know.
Who knows?
When's it on?
I don't know.
We never know. But that's what you're doing today. But we'll put up Grant's. We'll see if we can find Grant's
episode.
Yeah,
let's put up Grant's hard chat.
Yeah, see how we go.
Yeah, okay.
You can experience this podcast of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed anywhere. But you can only experience truly stunning living in the groundbreaking 22-storey Charlie Parker Tower. It's in the Parramatta CBD and it's just 300 metres from the train and 500 metres from Westfield. Google Charlie Parker now.